After being in a serious car accident, Rebecca Redondo received a ticket. A ticket she says she tried to solve on her own by heading to the courts the day after her accident.
So the clerk even said, oh, I don't think you even need to go to court for this because you actually, it was an accident. So maybe you can just write an explanation. And probably with that, they're just not going to give you the ticket. So I just took the clerk's advice. I ended up getting a ticket. Now I have medical bills. I have over 2,000 bills to pay for the hospital, for the ambulance, because my Medicaid doesn't cover it. My car insurance didn't cover it either.
Arredondo was one of the many residents who gave feedback at a Justice for All task force, organized by Michigan Supreme Chief Justice Bridget McCormick. According to the data from the task force, 75% of civil cases that represent themselves in court lose because they can't afford to pay for an attorney. And Agnes Jury, an attorney from Traverse City, suggested that one way to decrease the gap in services is to allow lawyers and their clients to trade goods for services.
This would allow the attorney to still have a value in the services that they provide, but not in a cash currency, rather in a barter currency.
The Justice for All Task Force is a project from the Michigan Supreme Court to ensure everyone has access to meaningful help navigating the court system to resolve issues. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.